Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Moscow, December 25th, 1991, the last day of the Soviet Union, by Connor O'Cleary, narrated by Don Hagen. Introduction. During my tenure, I have been attacked by all those in Russian society who can scream and write. The revolutionaries curse me because I have strongly and conscientiously favored the use of the most decisive measures. As for the conservatives, they attack me because they have mistakenly blamed me for all the changes in our political system. Russian reformer Count Sergei Yulievich Vite, in his resignation letter as Prime Minister in 1906. During his 6 years and 9 months as leader of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev is accompanied everywhere by two plainclothes colonels with expressionless faces and trim haircuts. They are so unobtrusive that they often go unnoticed by the president's visitors and even by his aides. These silent military men sit in the anteroom as he works in his office. They ride in a Volga sedan behind his Seal limousine as he is driven to and from the Kremlin. They occupy two seats at the back of the aircraft when he travels out of Moscow, and they sleep overnight at his Dacha or city apartment, wherever he happens to be. The inscrutable colonels are the guardians of a chunky black Samsonite briefcase with a gold lock weighing 3.3 pounds that always has to be within reach of the president. This is the Kemodonchik, or Little...